This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Don't have to lie to me. Don't fill your head with things and think you're free. I can smell the fear. I think you made clear. Yeah, I could be rude, be in a mood. I could be rotten. I could be cool, mind like a fool, but never forgotten. Creeping in the dark.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it's about to get rated R in here, if you know what I'm saying. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Today's Friday, October the 18th of 2024, day 292nd. Of the year, and only 74 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Rio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Yep, hanging out with the friends over there at RadioBig.fm, because, you know, it's an FM type of thing that we do over there. You know that we do have Safety.fm as well. I don't know if you know this, but I like to share that from time to time, because I believe that that's important. So there you go. Anyway, so if you're new to the show, our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. It's kind of the way that it goes. If you've been here before, thanks for coming back and hanging out with us. Now, here's some info. So here's the surprises of surprises, if one may say it in that particular fashion. So Friday is freeform, meaning that I get to play catch up with all the stuff that I didn't get to share with you earlier in the week. So it's mostly heavily focused on news. So I don't want you to feel like there's been some wool pulled over your eyes if we don't talk about, you know, some safety stuff or some stuff that you might expect because you've been here Monday through Thursday or at some other point, and you kind of go, well, hold on. This is kind of some differentials here than what I expected previously. So with that being said, now you know on how the layout of the world goes. So if you are interested in hanging out and calling in and doing all that kind of fun stuff, call in radio. .com will get you moving and grooving. That's CALLINRADIO.com. We'll get everything moving and grooving for you. So call in radio.com. So with that being said, a lot of things going on, a lot of things to juggle this morning. But you know where I like to start my juggling? I start juggling by talking about the stuff that was trending.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends. Not the trail ends, but the trails of the ends of the ends of the ends, if you get the groove. You know, because the emperor got his groove back, so let's talk about this. North Korea depends on its alliance with Russia. And look at America's favorite fry. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. Also, Liam Payne's family speaks out on the untimely passing of what happened with him. Also, Harry Winkler wasn't properly compensated for his role as the Water Boy and Dirty Dancing heads to Broadway. Hold on. In the Water Boy, so he wasn't compensated properly? I mean, okay, we're going to have to find some stuff out there because, you know, he was the Fonz at some point, so we need to figure out some of that shit, too. What else? And the King heads to Australia, and we'll talk about some details in that inside of the Royals. So, a lot of stuff going on as we are speaking, hanging, and all of that fun stuff. So, if you're ready to go down the journey, I have some people sitting here waiting to talk to us from Feature Story News because, you know, they want to be featured in a story and talk about some new stuff because this is kind of the layout of the land. So, if you're good, I'm good, and we can get it all moving and grooving for you on Feature Story News stuff because why wouldn't we want to do that? So, if you're good, let's get that going right now. We'll bring in the people from Feature Story News. They're going to give you everything that's going on, so let's go.
Here is the news on the Raising Our Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The US has described the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar as a good day for Israel and the world. Sinwar is believed to have been the mastermind of the October the 7th attacks on Israel. He was killed by troops in Gaza on Wednesday. David Mensah is a spokesperson for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he says Sinwar's killing doesn't yet mean the end of the war.
The mission is not over yet. It is certainly, as the Prime Minister said, the first day of the day after Hamas, we think. But our mission will not end until we bring all of our 101 hostages home now. Hamas need to set them free.
China's economy grew at the slowest pace since early 2023 in the 3 months to September, according to new data. The property sector remains a major challenge for Beijing as it tries to boost growth. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
New data from China says the world's second largest economy grew 4.6% in July to September compared to a year earlier. That was better than expected, but still below the target set by the government of 5% growth this year. That could mean more stimulus measures by the government. Beijing announced a slew of measures last month to boost the economy. China is dealing with a protracted property crisis, millions of young graduates unable to find work, and weak consumer spending. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Liam Payne's One Direction bandmates say they are completely devastated by his death. They've released a joint statement saying they will miss him terribly after he died in a hotel in Argentina. Showbiz reporter Sean Mandel says several of them have posted their own messages as well on social media accounts.
The group statement saying that they will be sharing more, but that they are absolutely devastated. Some of the heart-rending memories that the individual members of the band shared include, for example, Louis Tomlinson, who said that they had actually grown closer since they left One Direction in 2016. And they had planned to actually even record music together again.
Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla begin a royal tour of Australia on Friday. Charles's cancer treatment has been paused and the trip has been shortened because of his health. India says Canada didn't take action against gang members that have been accused of being linked to Indian government agents in a murder of a Sikh separatist leader, despite New Delhi's requests. Tensions between Canada and India have soured over last year's killing, with both sides this week each kicking out six diplomats. Randhir Jaswal, spokesperson for India's foreign ministry, has reiterated India's position.
So far, Canada has not given any evidence in support of the serious, very serious allegations that they've leveled against India.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the death of a music icon, Liam Payne of One Direction, who died in a fall from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires on Wednesday. The hotel had summoned police, saying that he was acting erratically and appeared to be under the influence of alcohol and drugs, substances with which the singer battled for many years. Show business reporter Charlie Gerling interviewed him on several occasions and says that in the latter years of his life, after One Direction's breakup, he was not entirely comfortable in the spotlight.
I don't think he was handling it particularly well in the latter years of his life. You know, he was, when I used to speak to him when he was in One Direction, he was very, very sharp. He was always the one that corralled the rest of the band, that organised them, that sat them down, got them speaking to me, got them sort of on message and on point and talking about what they were plugging. latterly, that was not so much the case. You know, his most recent single hadn't done particularly well, and he certainly, his career had sort of stalled a little bit. He'd talked about struggles with drugs and drink, and he was not in the best place, I think, in the last year or so of his life, very sadly.
Liam Payne was just 31. He had been on holiday for several days in Argentina when his death occurred. One Direction burst onto the music scene in 2011, released 5 albums and became one of the best-known boy bands of the decade before it split 5 years later. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the US has described the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar as a good day for Israel and the world. China's economy grew at the slowest pace since early 2023 in the 3 months to September, according to new data. Liam Payne's One Direction bandmates say they are completely devastated by his death, and Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla begin a royal tour of Australia on Friday. That's the latest feature story news, Ollie Barrett reporting.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the Safety Pro, The Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people, trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she
is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 40 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Okay, here we go. We are currently 16 minutes past the top of the hour, hanging out here doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. No doubt about that. So let's start getting into some of the things that are going on inside of the multiverse, because that's exactly what we need to talk about. So let's get into it. An independent panel tasked with revealing the July the 13th assassination attempt on Donald Trump urges fundamental reform at the highest level of the Secret Service. The task force included former government and law enforcement officials who conducted 58 interviews with key personnel that reviewed more than 7,000 documents, and the letter summarizing the findings sent to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. The panel says the Secret Service has become bureaucratic, complacent, and static, and that will not that with without changes, another Butler can and will happen again. This is the guy's last name, you know, the assassination attempt guy. So just in case. The reports includes obvious recommendations to fix the security lapses that have since been well reported, but concluded that the failures of having to do the inaccurate funding. The Secret Service budget is nearly doubled the last decade, from $1.8 billion in 2014 to $3 billion plus today. Even an ultimate budget would not by itself remedy many of the failures that occurred on July the 13th, the report says. So what do you think here? Because that's a lot. I mean, let's not lie here. That's a big thing. This is according to NBC News, by the way. So what are you thinking? When you hear something like that, what do you think does reform look like? Because that's going to be the question. Because we're sitting here and we're talking about this, and it's not lackadaisical, because I don't want it to become one of those things. But if the reform doesn't occur, what are we looking at? And the Secret Service budget, $3 billion. I mean, you hear that number. I hear that number. It's a big chunk of change. But the chunk of change being there without the proper fundamentals and the training and all that, that becomes something entirely different. So that is something that we will need to talk about and give some consideration to, no doubt about that. So what are your thought processes when you hear that? I mean, I don't know. So, I mean, July the 13th has always stuck out in my life, but I look at it from that particular standpoint. A lot of people look at that date now and go, wow, what the hell's going on? I mean, no doubt about that when you start giving some thoughts to that.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so depending on who you ask, and yes, this is a big depend here, North Korea has deployed troops to the front lines of Russia war against the Ukraine, so it can tune of 10,000 soldiers. Russia completely denies that there are any reinforcements at all. The South Korean media reports that via Ukraine Public Radio that 18 North Korean troops have disappeared disappeared from their post and suspect's case dissertation that they've deserted the thing altogether in regards of it. Meanwhile, the North reportedly amended its constitution on Thursday to formally designate the South as hostile nation, as a process little more involved than Kim Jong-un saying so. So there you go. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to get interesting because we've been talking about this for a hot minute here, and it seems like every day there is something new that we're adding into it. We go, okay, so did you hear this? And if you didn't hear this, can you hear this? And if you didn't hear this, let's add this. And if you didn't hear that, let's add that. I mean, it's getting pretty strange. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but we'll definitely keep our eyes out there for it. So let's talk about this. Early research shows that another promising application for diabetes drug like Ozempic for beating substance abuse. Yeah, I said beating substance abuse. In a study published by journal Addiction, people on the weight loss drug with a history of opioid abuse showed that a 40% lower instance of overdose in those who did not take Ozempic or similar products. Likewise, in alcoholics, about half of the users of the weight loss drug stopped boozing compared to those who did not take it at all. Yeah, that would probably make sense. One research says that our study reveals the possibility of a novel therapeutic pathway in substance abuse treatment. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So I'm slightly confused here. So doesn't Ozempic make you feel full quicker? Isn't that what the dietary thing is? So let me kind of just analyze here. And I mean, I'm just throwing this off the cuff because that's what I do. If I feel full quicker and I'm putting a lot of liquid in my body, I would not want to drink more liquid because I already feel full, regardless of it being alcohol or not alcohol. Am I pushing the boundaries here? I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm not talking out of turn here in that particular regard. So what do you think? What do you think when you hear this? I'm just asking the question because I want to have a better understanding here. I don't want to fail anybody when I bring this up. So there you go. So what do you think? Do you look at it and go, oh, I've had an example of using Ozempic? I mean, I don't know. Everybody does their own thing. So everybody has to do whatever they think that's best for them and go, okay, this has worked for me. This hasn't worked for me. I don't know. So that's going to always be the question. Okay, so let's talk about this. Career success for Gen Z looks quite different than it has in the past with aspirations to become an influencer, artist, or model beating out traditional high-achieving paths like doctors, lawyers, or teachers. High achieving? Okay. The researchers analyzed a 385 million Instagram posts from the age group identified the most sought after jobs. After modeling, America's youngest adults wants to pursue a career as an artist, photographer, makeup artist, or even a blogger. The sixth place of things, a little bit more serious, but barely, with marketing as a desired career. Rounding out the top 10 are singers, personal trainers, actors, and influencers, but one can be an influencer in any number of previous paths. This is according to Odyssey, making reference to this. So I don't know. Do you see yourself in any of those categories? I mean, do you want to be an actor? Do you want to be an influencer? Do you want to be a photographer? Definitely a singer. I mean, I don't know. I look at some of these singers that are out there, and I'm kind of amazed on how talented some of them are. And I'm amazed on, you know, some of the other stuff that they're able to do as well. Like, there's some singers that I follow, and I'll say, like, on social media platforms, and I'll take a listen to what they sound like production-wise, and I'm always impressed. Then you hear them live, and there could be questions on, is it a backing track? But we can leave that question for another day. And then there's others that play everything live. And you go, geez, that person can probably sing the phone book, if you know what a phone book is. And kind of go, it's quite amazing on how it works. Okay, so let's talk about this. Fast food experts from Eat This to Not That released their annual ranking for best french fries. And here's what we came up with. here's the top five. And number five is Chick-fil-A, with number four being Burger King. So we're going to start getting into number three, two, and one. And number three, I mean, I'm going to ask some questions here, because I'm almost saying that they could have probably been ranked a little bit higher. But at number three is Arby's Curly Fries. At number two, Wendy's. And at the number one spot for the best fries, according to Eat This, Not That, is McDonald's. Yep. The exact science behind the ranking since it was not disclosed, but was it potato content, saltiness, shape, size, crispiness? I don't know. I can't tell you the answer to that question because they did not say. I mean, they ranked it. I mean, they even have like In-N-Out fries at number 12. You have Wingstop at number 11. Sonic, even Groovy Vibes made it in their top 10. Five Guys was number 9. Number 8 was Culver's. I don't know. I'm still not sure if I like Culver's. Seems like a good concept, and then you kind of start losing it. Shake Shack got number 7, and Taco Bell Nacho Fries. Yeah, they hit the list. But that's not even like a consistent product, so I don't know. So there you go, some stuff to think about. Let's talk about the Dow, because some people are going to care about the numbers. So the Dow gained about 161 points to close at 42,238 on Thursday. The S&P ticked down, let's see, by a point. Yeah, to close at 5,841. And the NASDAQ gained about 6 points to close at 18,373. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $74 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.19 on Thursday. And Bitcoin was down 1.1%, trading right around 66,800. And there was more than 2,810 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Thursday, with about 50 such cancellations. And tonight's Mega Million drawing, let's talk about that, will be for a $185 million jackpot or an $88.4 million cash payout. Saturday's Powerball drawing will be for a $437 million jackpot or a $210 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, there's time to do so. So there you go. Let's talk about some other things real quick. Liam Payne's loved ones issued a statement on Thursday, one day after his passing, saying that they are heartbroken over the loss. Liam will forever live in our hearts and will remember him for his kind, funny, and brave soul. We are supporting each other the best way that we can as a family and ask for privacy and space during this awful time. This is according to what the family told the BBC. And an update that has occurred with this, take a listen real quick. On Thursday, police officials in Buenos Aires told the AP that based on preliminary autopsy, that it is believed that Payne jumped from the balcony of his room. A toxicology report is still pending. This is according to AP. You know, I have a hard time reporting some of that. Let me explain why I say this. Because it's still an ongoing investigation. There are some assumptions here, but we don't know this as a final item. And I don't like talking about that because we don't know. So still a number of things. We'll talk about it more as we go, because that's just the way that it is. So take a listen to this.
Duh.
If you don't mind, in honor of the 30th anniversary of her holiday hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey slipped back into a Santa suit to announce that she is re-releasing the single and a 12-inch vinyl and a CD single. Hold on, what is this, 1990? Along with a new artwork. For the record, Carey earns about $3 million a year on the song. This is according to The Sun. So, I don't know. Not her son, but according to The Sun. So, what do you think? I think it's pretty interesting. $3 million still? I mean, a year on that? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure you'll take that, and I'll take it. But, man, I did not realize that song was still so popular that it would cause that. So earlier, I talked a little bit about some Harry Winkler, you know, the Fonz. But he says for his role in Waterboy, Harry Winkler says that he was compensated with a cookie. Winkler details that he came up to be a part of the film on that day on Kelly Ripa's podcast. Let's talk off camera, saying that Adam Sandler, who stars in the flick, called him up in the middle of the night asking for a favor. I go and I say, okay. I shave, I drive, I go, I sit, I get makeup until 3:30. I get makeup until 3:30 in the morning. He shared, "Do you know what I got?" And he goes, "A cookie." Clearly, Winkler wasn't too upset. However, he would go on to star in three other Sandler films, including Little Nicky, Click, and You Don't Mess with the Zohan. So this is according to the New York Post. So I don't know. I mean, like, what did you work out then? Hopefully you didn't get cookies for the next ones. And you must have worked out some level of a contract if you did three other ones. I mean, because if not, that's just kind of silly as we start taking a look at it. So there you go. Okay, so take a listen to this real quick. One Tree Hill and Chicago PD alum Sophia Bush has joined season 21 of Grey's Anatomy in a reoccurring role. She will play Dr. Cass Beckham, a trauma surgeon who is described as amiable, fun, little messy, and around the edges. Bush's character works as a Seattle Presbyterian Hospital and is married to Gray Sloan Memorial Hospital cardiac surgeon Dr. David Beckham, really? Okay, no word on who is playing her husband. Bush's character's first appearance on November the 7th episode. Why did this make this into our news? I mean, I'm kind of confused on why did it make it over here. I would figure that would go into the other show that we do here in the next, that starts at the top of the hour. But whatever, hey, it's there. We already talked about it. Some stuff to go over. Let me see, what other things do I have that I would like to share with you? Take a listen to this. Celebs, they're just like us. Actress Kristen Bell say that while she earns no cool points from her kids for voicing Princess Anna in Frozen, they do appreciate that they can go to college because of it. Kids are meant to make you feel grounded, and they are meant to reject things that their parents are involved in, she told Vanity Fair. Even if they secretly liked it, they would never tell me. But shares that the two daughters, she shares two daughters with her husband, actor Dax Shepard. Worth noting, Frozen 3 and 4 are currently in the works, and Belle is expected to reprise her role. This is according to THR. I can't imagine her not being in it, because if you kill off Anna from the Frozen thing, people might lose it. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. This is not like some secret science stuff. Anyways, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour, and it is Freeform Friday, so you know where this is going to go.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The US has described the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar as a good day for Israel and the world. Sinwar is believed to have been the mastermind of the October the 7th attacks on Israel. He was killed by troops in Gaza on Wednesday. David Mensah is a spokesperson for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he says Sinwar's killing doesn't yet mean the end of the war.
The mission is not over yet. It is certainly, as the Prime Minister said, the first day of the day after Hamas, we think. But our mission will not end until we bring all of our 101 hostages home now. Hamas need to set them free.
China's economy grew at the slowest pace since early 2023 in the 3 months to September, according to new data. The property sector remains a major challenge for Beijing as it tries to boost growth. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
New data from China says the world's second largest economy grew 4.6% in July to September compared to a year earlier. That was better than expected, but still below the target set by the government of 5% growth this year. That could mean more stimulus measures by the government. Beijing announced a slew of measures last month to boost the economy. China is dealing with a protracted property crisis, millions of young graduates unable to find work, and weak consumer spending. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Liam Payne's One Direction bandmates say they are completely devastated by his death. They've released a joint statement saying they will miss him terribly after he died in a hotel in Argentina. Showbiz reporter Sean Mandel says several of them have posted their own messages as well on social media accounts.
The group statement saying that they will be sharing more, but that they are absolutely devastated. Some of the heart-rending memories that the individual members of the band shared include, for example, Louis Tomlinson, who said that they had actually grown closer since they left One Direction in 2016. And they had planned to actually even record music together again.
Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla begin a royal tour of Australia on Friday. Charles's cancer treatment has been paused and the trip has been shortened because of his health. India says Canada didn't take action against gang members that have been accused of being linked to Indian government agents in a murder of a Sikh separatist leader, despite New Delhi's requests. Tensions between Canada and India have soured over last year's killing, with both sides this week each kicking out six diplomats. Randhir Jaswal, spokesperson for India's foreign ministry, has reiterated India's position.
So far, Canada has not given any evidence in support of the serious, very serious allegations that they've levelled against India.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at the death of a music icon, Liam Payne of One Direction, who died in a fall from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires on Wednesday. The hotel had summoned police, saying that he was acting erratically and appeared to be under the influence of alcohol and drugs, substances with which the singer battled for many years. Show business reporter Charlie Gerling interviewed him on several occasions and says that in the latter years of his life, after One Direction's breakup, he was not entirely comfortable in the spotlight.
I don't think he was handling it particularly well in the latter years of his life. You know, he was, when I used to speak to him when he was in One Direction, he was very, very sharp. He was always the one that corralled the rest of the band, that organised them, that sat them down, got them speaking to me, got them sort of on message and on point and talking about what they were plugging. Latterly, that was not so much the case. You know, his most recent single hadn't done particularly well, and he certainly, his career had sort of stalled a little bit. He'd talked about struggles with drugs and drink, and he was not in the best place, I think, in the last year or so of his life, very sadly.
Liam Payne was just 31. He had been on holiday for several days in Argentina when his death occurred. One Direction burst onto the music scene in 2011, released five albums and became one of the best-known boy bands of the decade before it split 5 years later. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the US has described the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar as a good day for Israel and the world. China's economy grew at the slowest pace since early 2023 in the 3 months to September, according to new data. Liam Payne's One Direction bandmates say they are completely devastated by his death. And Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla begin a royal tour of Australia on Friday. That's the latest feature story news, Ollie Barrett reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This is your safety trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Like what you see.
Yeah, I feel like a monster, and I'm just here to haunt you. I've become your nightmare, slipping in your dreams. I'm the definition of the worst kind of me.
Bye.
Okay, here we go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour. We are still hanging out, doing our thing, and we're feeling like monsters. This is still the Rated R Safety Show. 44 minutes past the top of the hour, doing our thing, though, hanging out, doing, moving, grooving, all that stuff. So don't worry. We're going to take care of you, get you through some of this. This right here that you're taking a listen to, this is Monsters by Willie Echo. So we're about to get into it. You know, you can give this song a little downloady-ody action. Little streaming action. Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. And we can all feel like monsters together. So there you go. Little stuff, lot of stuff, little things going on. Thanks to Willie Echo for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Feeling like a monster. There you go. Whoa, 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 whoa. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, thank you so much for that one. Now let's get into some stuff. Now let's talk about some things that are going on inside of this world that I would deem the most important things that I will ever tell you, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms wants to let you know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com to find out more information. Once you get there, click on the section that says Find Help. And once you do that, you'll see information about addiction, suicide, depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders, grief support, self-injury, just to name a few. TWLOHA.com. Listen, always good information there, things to talk about, things to move forward with, and all of that good stuff. I know it's not the easiest conversation to have, but we need to take the stigma away from the conversation and start having those conversations because they're so important. TWLOHA.com. Let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the multiverse, and in this time, we'll talk about some things that are going on in the multiplex. This week, Smile 2, rated R. It's a horror movie about the embark on a tour of pop sensation Skye Riley begins experience terrifying and inexplicable events, overwhelmed by the escalating horrors and the pressure of fame. She is forced to face her dark past and regain control of her life. That comes out today. Also, We Live in Time. It's a romance/drama. Altmont and Tobias are brought together to surprise encounter that changes their lives, but a difficult truth is revealed that rocks the foundation of their relationship. So that's the one with Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh that comes out today. That one's rated R. Also, Goodrich comes out today. It's a comedy/drama. Andy Goodrich's life is upended when his wife and mother of their twins enter a rehab program. He leans on Grace, his daughter from his first marriage, and ultimately evolves into the father Grace never had, Michael Keaton, Mila Kunis, and Andy McDowell. So there you go. That comes out today. That's rated R as well. So it'll be an interesting one, you know, if you want to go inside and take a look at what is going on inside of the world. So what do we want to talk about? Couples things about couples. Let's talk about that. Many Gen Z and millennial couples are inviting their wedding guests to help them pay for a home instead of giving the traditional gifts. Wedding resources websites like The Knot and Zillow Home Loans report that 55% of couples are adding home fund to their wedding registry this year and 55% more are doing it now than what they did in 2018. Couples are adding the once controversial request for their wish list with a hope that they will be able to get their new chapter as husband and wife, or wife and wife, or husband and husband, and as homeowners. homeowners. And a recent survey showed that nearly 87% of couples planned on adding a cash fund to their registry, which more than 37% are planning to put money towards a new home. Next, couples will be asking to commit a monthly payment plan. I mean, I'm just saying, okay, maybe that could happen. In some other news there also, we if you saw someone hitting on your partner, how would you feel about it? Well, you might expect to feel surge of jealousy or desire for your partner. A new study shows the opposite could happen. A team of Reichman University in Israel found that witnessing your partner being hit on tends to trigger self-protective response that results in decreased attraction to your partner and less relationship investment. But please don't take this to mean that your relationship is doomed if this happens in your relationship. The researchers emphasize that the efforts vary based on the factors like a relationship security, self-esteem, and attachment style. My wife has nothing to worry about. I'm only ever hit on by bots trying to scam me out of my money that I have. So there you go. Maybe that's one way to think about it. Here's my question to you. This will be the serious part here. If you did see your partner being hit on, would you have a surge of jealousy? I'm just asking because, it's not like they put themselves in that position. It's something that's happened in the world around them. So wouldn't it kind of be kind of weird that you're upset that somebody came up to them and started hitting on them? I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. I mean, don't get me now, if they reciprocate, that could be a different conversation, but them coming up and something happening. I'll tell you this. I remember the neighborhood that I actually live in. I was actually walking down the street one day, and the lady that was directly my next door neighbor at this rental property that's right there next to me, all of a sudden they're coming out, and I'm talking to somebody on my headset, and I guess that they did not realize that I was on my headset. And the lady goes, no, starts telling me, no. And I'm like, what's going on? She goes, I'm not allowed to talk to males. Thought it was a really weird reaction. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm on my phone. And she's like, oh, and then kept on walking. Very strange interaction. We never talked after or before. And then they ended up moving. So, yeah, it was some strange times. Not going to lie there. Anyways, let's talk about something a little bit happier. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Kyle. Dalai Lama said, "Remember that not getting what you want is sometimes a wonderful stroke of luck." I can relate to this for sure. There are many times that I've really hoped for something that just didn't happen. I've even prayed for guidance. I was married very young, and that marriage only lasted a few years. When it was coming to an end, I was not really sure what I was supposed to do. I had this plan of, making it work no matter what. But that was my plan, and it didn't work out. And I look back now, and I thank God for every little twist and turn in my life. That sometimes twisted and weary path has brought me to right here. I've been happily married now for a quarter of a century, and I have two amazing kids. I consider myself very blessed.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Only when we embrace our propensity for sin will we take the steps necessary to escape it. If we pretend that sin is not a problem, we'll continue to place ourselves in situations that make it nearly impossible for us to resist temptation. Given the right circumstance, the best among us is capable of the most horrific sins. The sooner we come to grips with this painful truth, the sooner we can be about the business of overcoming temptation. James says, the temptation to give in to evil comes from us, and only us. Lord, help us to recognize our susceptibility to temptation and deliver us from evil. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. The US has described the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar as a good day for Israel and the world. China's economy grew at the slowest pace since early 2023 in the 3 months to September, according to new data. Liam Payne's One Direction bandmates say they are completely devastated by his death. And Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla begin a shortened royal tour of Australia on Friday.
More hits to help you work. Because to get rich, you gotta work hard.
Yeah, dude, look, I just made so much money that I could just sit around on my ass all day and play video games.
Wait, I forgot about Dogecoin.
Dogecoin rules!
Okay, Dogecoin rules for sure. 55 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely, lovely, lovely day. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. As I take a look at 2019, here's the date that we're going for. The first all-female spacewalk by NASA astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Meir takes place outside of the International Space Station. The two women ventured outside the station to replace a power controller that had failed days prior. That happened back on this date in 2019. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Sophia Thatcher turns 24. Dalton Kincaid turns 25. Tyler Posey, 33. Brittany Grenier and Jordan Calloway both turn 34. Riley Green, 36. Zac Efron turns 37 today. Lindsey Vonn turns 40. Neo turns 45. Baby Bash, 49. Jean-Claude Van Damme turns 64. Thomas Hearns turns 66. And Mike Ditka turns 85 today, just in case if you're looking at some birthdays. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, let's go through some of those. It's National Mammography. Oh, my God. Mammography Day. I can't even speak. National Mashed Potatoes Day. Ride to Work Day. Healthcare Aid Day. Necktie Day. Developmental Language Disorder Awareness Day. National No Beard Day. Let's skip that one. National Chocolate Cupcake Day. And World Menopause Day. Hold on. Okay. So, National Mammogram Day and World Menopause Day are on the same day. That's kind of interesting. I mean, I'm just saying. That's kind of a weird... I don't know why they would combine those two in the same day. But that's a whole other thing. Okay, so with that being said, let's talk about some other stuff. Let's talk real quick about a random joke, because you might need that today. So here you go. If I say I'm hungry, we've got about 27 minutes until I'm a different person. That sounds about right. Okay, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. If you had an extra $100 to spend on yourself every week, that would, what would you do with it? Invest, 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 invest. Did I say invest? Because that's what I would do with it. What would you do with it? I don't know. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. 68%, or let me rephrase that. If you need something for the water cooler today, try this. 68% of women say that they would break up with a man if he wore this. What is it? Tidy whities. So could they be loosey whities, or would you rather them to be tight, tidy, dirty whities? I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure that out. That's kind of a weird one. So cleanliness is next to godliness. Hold on.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Isn't that the way that it's supposed to go? I'm just throwing that out there. So anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. So there you go. A lot of love during this episode. So if you're looking to hang out with me, I'll be going over to Radio Big for the next couple of hours or so and doing the things that we do over there on that side of the equation, on the equation. All you have to do is go to radiobig.fm. That will get you moving and grooving. If you stay on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So your options are there. So thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I'd love to leave you this. Happiness is a choice that requires effort at times. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Yeah, I could be ruby in a mood, I could be rotten. I could be cool, Monica fool, but never forgotten. Creeping in the dark, waiting for you. You won't like what you see. Yeah, I feel like.